Africa News tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a dangerous hurricane strengthens as it continues its destructive path toward the United States. Hurricane Matthew has gained strength, resuming its Category 4 status as it moves through the northern Bahamas Thursday and heads for the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The forecast track had Matthew going directly up the east coast of Florida on Friday after strengthening from a 3 to a Category 4 storm. Nearly 2 million people live in areas of Florida that are under voluntary or mandatory evacuation orders. The Florida governor, Scott, warned that people who were planning to leave should do so immediately as highways are expected to be clogged with traffic as the storm edges closer. The hurricane is reported to have killed at least 26 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic after slamming the island as a Category 4 hurricane on Tuesday, the strongest storm to make landfall in Haiti in 52 years. The UN Security Council formally confirmed former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres to replace Ban Ki-moon as UN Secretary General.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former Prime Minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who heads the council this month, announced the result of the formal vote.
He's a high-level politician. He has been the prime minister of his country, and he's a person who talks to everybody.
This is VOA News. Pakistan's army.